So anyway, I can't get enough of Scandal. I just can't.
But you have to now. It's over. You have to wait till January 29th. Right? You're all caught up?
But I'm all caught up. I'm all caught up. Yeah, January 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Rowan, as he was saying it, those agents were, oh, should I? What if someone's watching it, right?
Just say spoiler alert.
If you can say spoiler alert and everything's fine.
Oh, I don't know.
But it's not your fault then because you've told him. See, my mic.
Oh, my God.
My microphone's low. Okay, fine.
No, go ahead. That seems really low.
Does it? It sounds fine in my headphones.
I'll just turn it up louder then.
Hi, welcome back to the podcast. This might be the first podcast of the new year. I don't know. When I wake up in the morning, love. He's getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And the
sunlight hurts. He is? Oh, I love him.
Well overdue. Way overdue. Something without wanting love. I can remember getting Still Bill when I was a kid and hearing Use Me and just, okay, stop it, stop. Then I look at you. But this is music from Scandal. Right. That's another thing about that show.
Yeah, good music.
Stevie Wonder and Staple Singer. Just one look at you. Anyway, and thanks for downloading the podcast. And now here's Bill Withers. A lovely day. I wish he'd send us a couple of lawyers so we could get a hold of him. Oh, our guest this week, Bill Withers. How fucking cool.
He's too cool for us.
Oh, man. You think he's too cool for us?
Yeah.
I don't think he's too cool
Hands
for
down.
Us. Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you been doing? How you been? Where you been? Where you going? What's up?
Nothing. You know, living the blended family fucking dream, man.
Yeah.
18 Christmases.
Yeah.
Half the people I've never met before. And
yeah, that's no. I don't know. I haven't done anything as far as an official. Have I? Oh, we can use the podcast to talk about that.
What?
The last day.
Of B&T?
Our gift exchange on the Bob and Tom Show.
Uh-huh.
And, I went uncharacteristically after all these years, and I thought I had a handle on it. I think that played into it. I just got really upset at Tom. Genuinely upset at Tom. But
okay, and
in Tom's defense, and you know this,
uh-huh.
Tom didn't have to do much.
No, he didn't. He didn't change the way he behaved at all.
No.
You just changed your reaction.
I was in the car.
But do you know how many times I've heard you say this, though? I was genuinely upset with Tom.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Lots of times.
Oh, yeah.
It's either Tom or Dean. That's really it. Those are the only two people that upset you. Probably because they're the closest to you and their opinion means the most.
And that father thing and
brother thing.
Brother thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what happened? You sitting in your car.
I broke two rules. Uh-huh. I don't get here early. If I get here too early, I sit in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I give myself a chance to think.
That's where you're fucked.
And then I come in here and Tom and I talk.
And then?
And there's still a certain amount of, and justifiably so. I mean, it's Tom. His name's on the show. I mean, I'm whatever I am.
He's the leader.
But he is the leader.
He's even the leader to me, us, this show, too. I mean, you know.
But part of me wants to agree and him respect my opinion and listen to me.
He does. He just doesn't react the way you want him to. No, I honestly think he does. I've heard him say things to you.
Oh, I know.
You know what
I
mean?
He's very complimentary.
Yeah.
I know. We both respect each other very much, but it doesn't really matter what we were talking about, but I just couldn't believe the things that were coming out of his mouth, and he was being sincere about it, and I just disagreed.
Are you sure?
Yes, I just disagreed so much that I didn't. Well, let me back up. I was sitting in my car in the parking lot, and I had this idea. I went to the CVS, you know, like Norm from Cheers, the CVS.
Everybody knows Trick.
For me, I walk in, the place goes crazy,
mm-hmm.
goes nuts,
right.
like like Jimmy Conway in Goodfellas when he came in. I'm here to take all your guineas money. The place went wild. Yeah. Same way with me in CVS.
Right.
So I walk in there and I'm looking at these little gifts, these little gag gifts, and they have a, it looks like a, it looks like a big coaster, but it's got buttons all over it, and if you push a button, it makes a sound. I said, hey, we need to make sounds while we're on the radio. I'll get Tom and Christy and Bob each one of those. And then I saw...
You've worked with these people for 30 years and you bought their gifts at CVS?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I'm just making sure we're all on the same page.
You know, I've gone that those Christmases where it's $1,000. I mean, that's...
Oh, where you go ham?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I see this animated elf hat.
Uh-huh.
It has a bell on the top of it and lights, and you push the button and the top of the hat goes back and forth and it sings, "We are Santa's elves." So I thought, okay, another fun thing. I'll wear this. And then I thought, I'll do a shot of Fireball while I wear this hat.
Do you still have Fireball here right now?
Yeah, it might be out in the car.
Oh.
Do you want a shot?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas?
Kinda.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
If only we had... There's no one here. Isn't this fun?
No, I just saw Grace walk by.
Oh. You think she's listening? She'd go get the Fireball?
Uh-uh. And
she got me another Batman gift I was very excited by the way. Batman ice cubes. It's hilarious.
That's awesome.
With little Batman. Anyway, so I said, I'll do a shot. We'll play this. We are Santa's elves. Merry Christmas, glug. But then I sat in the parking lot and played this all the way through in my mind as we're on the air. I'm hearing him.
What do we say about expectations,
and
Charles? What do we say?
Expectations will fuck you up.
They'll fuck you up.
So I'm going through what he's going to say. I'm going through what I'm going to say. And I'm like half hour ahead what Tom's going to do.
And you left everything in the car.
And I just said, fuck it. I'm not going to do any of this. So I get in on the air, and I don't know what happened, but there was a lull, and uncharacteristically, I jumped in at the wrong time.
Ooh.
And I said, you know what? Here's what happened to me this morning. I was in there, you know, they're listening. Like, most of the times, this is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I just...
And you threw him a curveball.
Oh. And I was genuinely upset, and he was...
So you got pissed off at Tom, and Tom wasn't even there.
Tom wasn't even... Okay. Tom really didn't even say anything.
Uh-huh. Okay. I you know what? I feel Tom. I feel him. I feel
you
where
know those
he's,
long,
I feel the that
you know those
what
long,
it's like.
A long time ago, we'd go to bed and I'd wake up in the morning and I'd be mad at you because I'd had a dream.
Or we'd be on a plane and I'd fall asleep and then I'd wake up and you'd be pissed off because you didn't have anything to do but think while I was sleeping.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
True enough.
I probably shouldn't do Fireball right now. I have a headache. I'm going to chug this coffee first.
That caffeine will get you right where you need to be. Yeah. But, yeah, he, as these things happen, I mean, it was totally my fault, and I'm going to have to apologize at some point. Because over the years, we've obviously apologized to each other, and but this is one of the...
But you both know how the other apologizes, too. I'm sorry,
I
apologize.
I gave him and I gave him his gift, and he, you know, was very overly nice like he is, and... Mm-hmm. But I feel bad because it was totally my fault. And for those of you who know what I'm talking about and listened, I was out for the rest of the morning. I didn't say much at all.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You ruined the last show before break.
I ruined Christmas.
Oh.
I think I might have.
That sucks that you would do that and be so selfish.
No, I just... Boy, that is selfish, isn't it?
To ruin everybody else's good day.
Nothing else to...
And there's other people that come in here and look forward to seeing you that usually aren't in the studio, and they just kind of hang back in the back and watch. And no, like Steve Salgi, our friend Steve, usually stops by. And
we were up to our necks in those people.
Yeah. Don't say those people. But the behind-the-scenes folks, come.
Yes. And Steve did come in and give me a nice gift, and I said very little. And...
God, you're such a dick sometimes.
I know.
Is this your... Are you making amends right now before you go into the new year? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, my... Do we have time? Is it like a two-parter, three-parter?
We'll break for lunch. We'll break for dinner.
We'll have some Fireball. We'll be back in the morning.
Uh-huh. We should do a 24-hour. We should be like that really neat morning show on ZPL. Do they even call it that anymore?
I honestly don't know what the... I know it's 99 something. I don't know what the callers are.
If we can shout out to a local radio station here, I-94 is classic hip hop, and I hope that it's not just for the holiday. I hope it is forever. It is my new favorite radio station. I have not changed it since it started.
I-94, classic hip hop.
Which classic hip hop, but it's apparently hip hop from when I was in high school.
So that's from the middle.
15 years ago.
Middle 90s, or late.
Late 90s.
Late 90s. Oh, sorry. Late 90s.
Easy. Mid 90s was middle school, all right? It's great.
Like what? Like what? Like a Ludacris?
Ja Rule, Ludacris, Mary J. Blige. I know every word to every Ja Rule song. I think I'm scaring my kids, though. They're like, what? And there's a couple of them that I just
keep
singing.
So you're rapping along, and correct me if I'm wrong, but don't. One of the reasons this might not have been a format all this time is, don't they have bad words in them?
They do, but it's interesting what they bleep out now and what they did or did not bleep out then.
Hmm.
Because I was like, I don't think there was ever a radio edit for this before.
Well, Fox Always.
I don't know.
Is that in a rap song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there's a Macy Gray song I like with fuck in it, and it's about boning.
Macy Gray?
Yes.
That's from high school.
Have you ever?
No, probably not.
Well, now don't turn your nose up at it.
I'm not. I just heard. She sang a duet with someone recently, a newer song.
She had that song.
My microphone sounds crusty.
Whenever,
like crunchy,
it does
a little bit
in your headphones.
Mm-hmm. It's what's the word? Static.
Crunchy. You were right the first time.
I hate you.
Oh, here we go.
Turn down a little bit.
It's Macy Gray. It's called Caligula. I heard this in a bar in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, I remember the song.
They're in the morning.
Caligula. Is that a James Bond movie?
Yeah, they're boning. Was it in a James Bond movie?
Oh, I thought it was called.
Oh, Caligula. No, Caligula was a naughty movie that Penthouse put together. That dirty, awful, filthy.
Dirty how?
Dirty people having sex. And
dirty fun? Fun
no,
sex?
No, dirty
or just
troubling.
Dirty gross. Oh.
It's the first time we ever played music over. Other than
yeah, because Jason would usually tell us we'd get in trouble and get sued.
What's Macy Gray gonna do? You think she has lawyers anymore?
I bet she does. I just watched a really fun duet with her and somebody I can't remember now.
Hmm.
Oh, you haven't seen my new baby.
Oh, sweet. Hold it. Stop the show. The six arrived, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry, it's not six. Don't be disrespectful.
It's the six plus.
Yeah. That I ordered on September 26th and arrived last Friday.
I think I was more nervous than you when you kept getting updates that it was
that it wasn't coming.
It was.
Did you think I was going to hit you or something if it didn't show
that's
up?
That's the way it works sometimes.
Sometimes it does.
But that's gorgeous,
isn't it?
And it really because Tom got his.
He got the plus,
and it took him like 3 days to load something. Is that what's going on? Is that what's going on with the iPhone now?
What do you mean? Oh, to back up or to do his stuff?
Yeah, like
mine was still restoring this morning, and I said stop restore. Whatever's not on here, I don't want anymore. I'm not going to worry about it.
It's like throwing out old clothes,
right?
If you haven't worn it in a year.
If I haven't worn my roll 6 months, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, because you called me a couple days ago, and I thought, is this the first call on the new phone? You go, no, it's backing up.
It was, yeah. Well, when I originally went to back up, it said 14 hours was how long it was going to take to back up my old phone.
And you've got the Comcast, right? I mean, you've got the fast.
I thought I did, and then I went over to John and Kristen's house, and he works out of his home, and he has business speed internet, which I didn't know this existed.
Yeah.
And it said 2 hours.
To
back up my phone.
He has I don't know what he does or where he gets it, but he has crazy fast internet speed.
He does. It's insane.
He's always, yeah. Always had it.
Yeah.
Like that.
I think he's like, I don't know.
He carries one of those speedometers around.
And measured. Yeah, he showed it to me.
Yeah.
I said, John, that doesn't mean anything to me. I have no idea what that means.
The 68, this isn't the way he speaks. This
is just your go-to guy voice.
My go-to dumb guy. It's not John.
Dumb guy?
Silly guy.
You're such a dick. Anyway.
No, he goes, hey, check it out. That's man 38, whatever. I don't know.
That's his thing.
That's
and
his thing.
Now I'm glad I can go over there and download my stuff when
did
I need to.
Did you download your stuff over there?
No. Mm-mm. But anyway, it's called Real Love, and it's a duet with Macy Gray and Bobby Brown.
No kidding.
Put
and
that,
that's recent,
put
right?
Put that in your hat and smoke it. I mean.
I think it's pipe.
Whatever.
I don't know if there's a comparable saying that involves hat.
If Feather. A feather in your cap?
A feather in your cap. Feather in your hat.
Whatever. You act like my thoughts aren't connected, but they are. Don't hate. Don't hate.
Every word's a nonsense, and I understand it all.
Mm-hmm.
So, not looking forward to Christmas. This is, we're 2 days.
You're
so
not.
This is Christmas Eve. Is when we're recording this.
Well, if you guys were wondering,
you are driving. Are you going to talk about
this?
That?
This is the third trip to Florida in the last 14 months
by automobile.
With my ex-husband.
Automobile. Well, the children are there, though.
They are. Yeah. And we have fun, and we do weird, I mean, like our family, the four of us. It's fun, but it's...
There's go-to stuff, probably.
Yeah, we shook hands and promised we wouldn't travel together anywhere anymore for a little while.
Convenience?
Made a plan.
Is there like a convenience store? Like when we were on the road, it was on.
I let my kids, because when I was a kid, there were times that we would have dinner at the gas
station.
There's
nothing worse than when you're on vacation and you want something and your mom and dad won't let you have it.
My dad always said that when we were kids. Even we had a lake house when I was a kid, and we would go at the lake and we'd be like, Dad, can we? He was like, this is like, and I don't know why he said this, and maybe it was because we'd never been to Disney World. We didn't know what he was talking about. He's like, it's like Disney World. You can do whatever you want here. And we were like, yeah. So now I say that, and my kids are like, Disney World's not like that at all. Everything's expensive.
You know what? Looking back, and I've always been a huge admirer of your father,
mm-hmm.
but he, instead of, okay, here we're going to be on vacation, knowing what's going on, me as a parent now, and mm-hmm. starting to finally get a handle on being a parent after being a parent, and then...
Mm-hmm.
Vacation is for whatever you want to do, you go right ahead, which is
uh-huh.
a teeny tiny way of giving you a little bit of independence and going, okay, well,
sure.
you make choices and mm-hmm. you face consequences and you're mm-hmm. not out there and your mom and dad aren't going, no, don't do that. Don't move. Don't get anything dirty. That thing mm-hmm. has plastic on it. Don't touch anything.
I feel like if you guide and teach your kids when you're not on vacation, then they know how to behave when
right.
you're on vacation.
Right.
Yeah, but there's a lot, you know, we want to go swimming. Great.
Hit it.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Who cares? Let's go.
Do it.
And then it's 10 o'clock at night. We want to go swim. Let's go. You know, it's just,
obviously that's the way to do it.
No,
the
we
way
have
I was
fun.
Raised.
But I let them, we get on the road for a few hours and then we stop and then they can get whatever they want at the gas station. Pop, candy bar, chip.
Looking back, the only place I was allowed to, and I think it might be why to this day I still have a weight problem. Is that the only place I just fell in love with mm-hmm. the cafeteria.
Like MCL?
Like MCL, but ours was called Isley's.
Okay, I tried to talk my daughter into going to MCL when we were Christmas shopping a couple weeks ago.
She wouldn't go?
And she goes, MCL is for what? And I said, it's for food. She's like, no, the letters. What are they for? Like she was saying, what is that acronym?
What does MCL stand for? I don't know.
I have no idea. Is Loeffner's in there, or was that different?
Loftus is different, I think. Loftus
like,
cafeteria is different.
That was different? Okay, yeah. So like M, like C is for catering, and L is for?
Large.
Lunch. I don't know either.
Ours was Isley's, like the Isley Brothers.
Oh, okay.
And there was an ice cream store, but then it was a restaurant, and that restaurant was a cafeteria. And I thought it was just, well, this speaks to how I was just over-parented until my eyes bled.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
That seems so opposite of everything else you say.
Up until this time when I just said, screw you. I mean, it was just like...
Oh, because she could control something, right? Right? It was just constantly being able to tell somebody else what to do so that she felt in control. It wasn't parenting. I don't think that parenting was the word.
No, that parenting's not the word, certainly. Yeah. But okay. I just thought it was amazing. I could walk through.
We're dressed alike. Do you see that? Isn't that cute?
Almost exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to...
Take our Christmas card picture.
Have a Christmas. And we're in the appropriate colors.
Uh-huh. There's a Christmas tree in here.
Anyway.
So you'd go to the cafeteria and
I'd
just lose
your mind?
I'd go to
the cafeteria and like get like 10 butters and like 4 things of milk and...
Oh, really?
A side of meatloaf and yeah. I just thought it was amazing to be able to do that.
My grandpa, when we would go, we would always go to Loeffner's or MCL or Jonathan Bird's. Those are the ones here in Central Indiana.
Now I have to look up what MCL stands for.
And we would take all of us, and he would go through the line, and at the end of it, he'd be the last one to go. And they'd say, "Okay, sir, where's your tray?" He's like, I was having iced tea. And as we were done, you would just pass your tray back down to Grandpa, and Grandpa would eat everything that all of us didn't eat because he knew that we would get so much shit. Yeah.
See, but even in the cafeteria, though, there was, are you going to eat that?
Right.
My dad was in on it. Take all you want.
What do they call it?
Eat all you take.
Clean plate club.
Clean plate club. She was crazy about me being a clean plate.
My dad, I think it must have been with my son when I said something about eating what's on your plate. And my dad took me aside. Even as an adult, as me being a parent, my dad parented me and said, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. Don't do that. Don't make him eat all the food that's on, you know, because that's bad. And he said that, and Max was a toddler, and now Max is the best at not being wasteful, at not going back for seconds, for knowing when he's full, not eating when he's hungry. He's very good at that.
In Indianapolis, MCL, Charles O. McGoffey, George Loughner founded MCL.
I told you the Loughners and the MCLs were related.
L-A-U-G-H-N-E-R, Loughner. I'm not sure how to... pronounce McGoffey. It's M-C capital G-A-U-G-H-E-Y. Mm. So that must be the M.
McGillicuddy.
You know where that's from, McGillicuddy?
No, I don't.
That was in one of the Lucy shows.
Oh, really?
Lucille Ball sitcom. Her name was McGillicuddy.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm, with Mr. Mooney.
We just watched the
Mr. Mooney.
The Christmas special the other day.
Which? Oh, Desi and Lucy?
Desi and Lucy's Christmas special when all of them, even the neighbors, dress up like Santa Claus. But then Santa Claus is really there. My daughter loved it. And then they advertised the first season, and she's like, we got to get the first season. Yeah, it was fun.
You know, Desi.
And that was really their son, too, right?
No, it was a neighbor kid. That's not.
Huh?
No, that's not Ricky Arnaz, I guess.
That's not really. It wasn't really Desi. And
no, I'm pretty sure on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They thought it was. Everybody thought it was him.
I would have assumed.
But Desi and Desi Lou, the studio, produced bazillion TV shows.
They had that. They were doing that Jay-Z Beyonce thing long before Jay-Z and Beyonce.
But other than being a prolific in dating women outside his marriage, Desi Arnaz.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, what a bummer. Yeah. Because they showed clips of them like backstage or whatever, or test shots and some, and they looked like they were really in love.
He's from Cuba. He's a Latin lover. I'm Cuban, Pete. That's a real thing.
He sang that?
Yeah.
That's that guy?
Babaloo was his big hit.
Bomb chicka bomb, bomb chicka bomb.
No, Babaloo. It's a horrible song.
No, but in I'm Cuban Pete. That's what he says after that.
And the girls say Cuban Pete.
Bomb chicka bomb. I don't know if that's true.
Anyway, Desi Arnaz came up with the three-camera shoot, what sitcoms still use today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No shit.
Yep. And I'm sure of everything I've said up until now, but, and I think he
I
might
love
have been
this, you guys. There's something
the
so
first...
wrong in whatever he just said, I promise you.
He also had a menagerie out back with real live animals.
No kidding.
All the employees know that. He brought in live studio audience and stuff and put them in.
That had never happened before. No way.
He's the shit. Him and Jerry Lewis did
so
dead? Much. Oh, yeah.
Desi Arnaz is dead?
Yeah. Lucy killed him.
Found him with a bitch.
No, that's not true. Desi just recently died, actually, and they were together. And I think Desi died. Yeah, Desi died before. He hosted Saturday Night Live 1 year.
No, he didn't.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. No. I know far too much about Desi and Lucy.
I want to hear about this.
Lucy and Desi.
How'd they meet?
There's a great movie out there. You've got to get it for your kids. It's called The Long, Long Trailer. And they're not Desi. They're not Lucy and Ricky, but they're a couple and they're married. And they have this long trailer. And it's wonderful. It's a great movie.
They have a long, like a house?
Yeah, like a house trailer. Yeah. And they want to drive across the country. They just got married and they want to spend some time at Lucy's relatives. And pretty good. Are you reading about Desi right now?
Bad news.
Desi still alive?
No, this isn't right.
What are you saying? I don't want bad news on the podcast. We all have all the bad news on the podcast. We have that planned. I don't want any surprise bad news.
Hold on a second. This can't be right. Let's look this up. Desi, handsome fellow.
Desi. He loved the ladies.
Desi died in 1986, babe.
Okay, well, so, no, but he
not
was
recently.
On... No, he was on Saturday Night Live, I'm going to say 79, 80, 81, somewhere around in there.
Him and Lucille were divorced.
Right.
In 1960.
Yes. Yeah. They...
And he was married to another woman from 63 until he died.
Yeah.
Edith Mack Hirsch.
Judd Hirsch is...
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you something. How do you know when I just say Judd Hirsch, I'm
they
lying?
They had a little girl, too.
Who? Oh, Lucy. Yeah, Lucy Arnaz.
They really did that.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy and Desi.
Lucy was, the daughter was L-U-C-I-E. She was on Broadway with, if I want to sub-reference some more here, with, I forget what the name of the show was, but she was married to Lawrence Luckinbill. Is that right?
Yeah. She's still married to
Luckinbill?
To Larry, yeah.
He was a big TV star there for a while. He was on a bunch of TV shows.
And what did Desi Arnaz Jr. do? Not a lot.
Well, he was in a band that Tom loved called Dino, Desi, and Billy.
All right.
He was in a band. He's a good-looking kid, too.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Is he still alive? He's got to be, right? He's probably my age. Maybe.
Yeah, born. There's no death date, so I'm assuming he's still alive. He's 61. He's 61.
Oh, so he's 4 years younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Bastard. Yeah.
Sister's 63.
No, but you got to get, I'm sure it's on the Netflix or something.
Huh.
Somewhere.
I'll look it up.
It's called The Long, Long Trailer.
I didn't know they got divorced.
Yeah. They were there. They burned out pretty quick. I mean, they...
Really? They were married for 20 years.
They were...
1940 to 1960.
Were they married for 20 years?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Oh, how the tables have turned. Who knows what?
I don't know when I Love Lucy started. I'm going to say...
50.
I'm going to say 52.
Nope, 50.
Oh, I just put I love and my Google said you. Thank you, Google. Thank you very much, Google. I appreciate that. I Love Lucy. First episode. Oh, June 15th, 1951.
Oh. So,
and did you know Lucille Ball?
Lucille Ball.
Lucy is younger than Ethel. I mean, Lucille Ball is
older than
Ethel.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Vivian Vance. And, of course,
I always thought she was prettier.
Yeah, she's kind of cute.
The neighbor. I thought she was very pretty.
There's the Lucy show then after I Love Lucy. And the Lucy Desi Comedy Hour was on from 57 to 60. Of course, it stopped in 60. We all know why now.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's Lucy.
She did her own thing.
With Viv and Gail Gordon as Mr. Mooney.
Huh.
Yeah. And William Frawley, I guess, who played Fred Mertz, just loved to drink, I guess.
No kidding. Yeah, I could see that for sure.
Yeah.
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 Lucy died in 89.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Mm-hmm. And she was married to Gary Morton.
Gary Morton. He was a producer on some of the TV shows there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You've got... Oh, there's all sorts of DVDs and things you need to get.
We will.
The machine, she'll like that stuff.
Yeah, the machine. My daughter's name is Addie, and chicks always called her
the Addie machine.
The Addie machine. We were gonna,
We're gonna talk about that?
Sure.
Okay.
It kind of came up because I felt like I owed an explanation for some of the reasons that we don't do a podcast for weeks at a time. And and I don't want to be rude, but some people are rude to us, and so I want to fire back and say shitty things too.
Hey, you don't know,
and I don't.
Believe me, we would do a podcast.
We would do a podcast every day if we could.
Well, let's not get carried away.
Okay. Every other day.
Every other day.
Yeah, but in
actually, you're a very an active mother. You're
mom.
You've got mom stuff.
I do. I have mom stuff, and then sometimes
and I'm lazy.
Right.
So,
yeah. Well, you have the puppies.
Ugh.
And mom stuff, you get curveballs every once in a while, things you totally don't anticipate. And about a year ago, in July of 13,
maybe June of 13.
It was July. It was July 4th weekend.
Okay. Oh, that's right. That's right.
It was July 6th.
Yep.
But what we know now, my daughter Addie had her first seizure. We didn't know it was a seizure at the time, but that's what happened. And later on, over the last year and a half, we've come to find out that my daughter was was born with a condition, a genetic condition that causes seizures, a seizure disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Medicine, it's pretty crazy now. And they said what she has developed at about 16 weeks gestation. And it is called a, I brought my notes because talking about it, you get a little...
There's a lot of information.
Yeah, there is a lot of information. She has a bilateral gray matter heterotopial band. And at 16 weeks gestation or around that time, your gray matter and your white matter are supposed to migrate or disperse throughout and basically form your brain.
And mine leaked out my ears.
Really?
That's what happened to me.
Kidding?
I remember that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. So that's what Addie was born with, and we didn't know. She talked late. She did everything a little late, but we kind of chalked it up to her being the second child, having an older brother to do things for, to talk for, those types of things. And
when I was around more, even I would notice that she would learn better, or it would seem
just
like
little
she,
things,
little,
yeah, like
teeny
like we
tiny
would,
things.
Yeah, little
I hit
things,
on that
yeah.
If she liked
if you
it
whisper
when,
or
if I would whisper something to her, she would
say,
she really
yeah, she would just pay closer attention
like that. Yeah.
It because we you know realizing too that the loud noises and
yeah, she doesn't like loud noises.
Yeah, just little things that we just never really unfortunately didn't pay attention to because she seemed totally fine.
I mean, she would when I lived there, she'd never had a seizure or anything mm-hmm. that we could identify as a seizure.
No, when she started preschool, her preschool teacher thought,
preschool,
hey, you know what? She's clocking out for 10, 20, 30 seconds at a time.
I'm finding I have to tell her something over and over again.
Yeah, and she just, and so immediately with everything, it feels like with all kids, and we know that it's overdiagnosed and overused. But they immediately go ADD. And mm-hmm. I know there are kids who seriously have ADD, but I also know and have worked in the school system that kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, kids in general, you know, sometimes it's hard. It's hard for a lot of them. They're excited. They're
hard to pay attention.
Yeah. And so I chose not to medicate, and I never really bought into that was the issue because my daughter was a very hard worker, stayed on task. Was never a disciplinarian problem.
Nope.
Disciplinary problem. There's just other things, other factors that didn't weigh into that being an issue. And I'm not sure if those things are absolutely diehard characteristics of ADD or ADHD, but I felt like Addie didn't have enough of those things for that to be an option. And as we got into school, there was memory issues. There was just retaining information and just all kinds of things that we were and teachers. We had an amazing team at our elementary school and told us we're missing something. Like something is not adding up here. You know, we've got to figure this out. And so we're preparing for tests and we're going to do this. And so we just said, you know what? We're going to take the summer and enjoy the summer and we'll reconvene. And over the summers when she had her first seizure.
Yeah.
And Addie doesn't have traditional seizures. She loses control of maybe one of her limbs or one side of her body or she'll become catatonic
or her head turns.
Yeah, it looks like maybe her shoulder is going to go behind or her chin will go behind her shoulder. Just whatever you think you've seen in the movie, if you've never seen someone have a seizure, seizures can take so many different forms, and they're so different. And so when we saw it, obviously we didn't think that it was a seizure because it didn't look like it. She just lost control of her upper body, and she was staring. A lot of times she can't hear you, she can't see you, or sometimes she can hear you and can't see you, or she can't see you and she can hear you, or whatever. Mm-hmm. You never know. And as soon as you think you figured it out, what one of her seizures looks like, it changes form. But
as we've also learned over the months, that according to several doctors, or at least one doctor you told me about, we're all very fortunate that Addie is functioning the way she is.
Correct. They told us that... If they would have read her MRI when she was a newborn, they would have told us that she'd never walk or talk. Mm-hmm. They also said, you have another child? And I said, yes. And we have a son. And very seriously, the doctor said, well, how is he? And I said, he's fine. You know?
Ornery.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
off the chart smart.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, you know, I mean, just high functioning, if anything. And she was shocked because with this genetic disorder, most times males don't survive utero. So both of my kids are medical anomalies, actually. And the unfortunate part of it is that Addie's condition is not treatable. It's resistant to all medication.
And not only that, but as a matter of fact, sometimes some of the medication
the medications will increase the symptoms.
And it would increase the symptoms and increase the occurrence of the seizures.
Exactly. But because Western medicine is so wonderful sometimes and so awful at other times.
Right.
In order for us to rule Addie's condition, I believe it's intractable I can't remember what the word is. I'm sorry. But they have to give her medication, give her the max dose of these medications so that they can rule that she is resistant against them. So there were times that I would have to give my daughter medication knowing it was going to send her into full-blown seizures. I mean, up to 10 or 15 a day. Giving her this medication knowing it was going to happen.
Right. So now she's not on...
Luckily, yeah. So now we've had 4 failed medications.
Okay.
For 4 max dose fail medications. And so that's when they say, okay, we're done. We're not going to treat it anymore with medication. Our next option is a ketogenic diet. And a ketogenic diet is basically where your diet, 90% of your diet is made up of fat.
This sounds like my kind of diet.
Right. But the other thing is that it's they give you as much calories as they can for you to continue to grow and thrive, which is minimal. You'd be surprised. You know, there's meals that are made up of like 5 almonds, heavy whipping cream, and you know what I mean? I mean, it's insane. Because you can't have any protein. I mean, virtually no protein. I think there are, when you get to the most extreme ketogenic diet, you can have 10 grams of carbs a day, 10 grams of carbs.
So,
and that's in everything. I mean, yeah, that's, it's just.
So it is truly no fat, no sugar, no protein.
No, it's all fat.
I mean, all fat, no sugar, no protein.
Nothing
that could turn to
no
sugar.
No carbs, no protein. Right, because you starve your brain of the sugar that it would use to run the carbs, and it eventually starts to run on these ketones. And
it runs better like that, or that's their theory.
Right. Well, the thing is, with my daughter's condition, we can't promise that this will work. We don't know if it'll work, but we have to tell you that you're going to have to do this for 2 years. You have to commit for 2 years.
And throw it into maybe someday, no seizure.
Maybe.
Maybe 2 or 3 days in a row, no seizures.
Yeah, with Addie right now, the most we've gone is 10 days. And that's huge. So I feel like we're not there yet to where this is an option.
Right.
And also, you'd be surprised that with the ketogenic diet, they would have to write into Addie's IEP, which is an individualized education plan. And a lot of kids with learning disabilities or physical issues or any kind of process delay, they have an IEP.
Mm-hmm.
They would have to write into Addie's IEP that she would have a monitor with her, which would basically be a teaching assistant or someone hired through the school, because she can't touch paper mache or Play-Doh or anything. We'd have to change our soaps, our shampoos, our toothpaste because of the carbs and protein and some of these things that would absorb through her skin. And she's not old enough and she's not aware enough, because due to this condition too, her maturity level is lower. She's 9 and she operates somewhere between 4 and 6. And she just doesn't have that mentality to know, you know, she just doesn't know. Like, I don't need to touch that. She can't remember. Also, I mean, her the things that she remembers is pretty amazing sometimes. But then you can send her upstairs and she'll go, I don't know why Mom made me come upstairs. Or why am I upstairs? Or what am I doing here? And
or she'll continue a conversation a day later. Or
right. She'll pick up. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So until I feel like maybe Addie is mature enough or understands enough to be able to say, Mom, I want to try this ketogenic diet. Right. I want to, or when her seizures get bad enough that socially it bothers her or she wants to, you know, then I think that that's an option. We also have a vagal nerve stimulator that is our other option. And it is a monitor that they insert under the skin in her chest. Right.
And it goes to
it wraps around her neck and goes and wraps around her vagal nerve. And whenever she would have a seizure or feel a seizure coming on, she would hold a magnet up to this piece in her chest. And hopefully the vagal nerve could stop the seizure.
Bypass the seizure,
yeah. So those are our last two options.
Well, plus, though, I was at home one evening enjoying a quiet evening in my bed watching some television show. Mm-hmm. I'd just gotten the girls to bed and I was, well, to be quite honest, I think I was watching SportsCenter with the sound off and playing my new favorite racing game on my iPad.
Yeah.
And you sent me a text and you said,
oh,
can
yeah.
you find this documentary
Do
for me?
Do you know
me
where called, I can find this documentary called?
Because of among my many talents. Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
If you can't find it
if you know about a documentary that I haven't heard of, it's mm-hmm. rare, and I'm mm-hmm. interested. So there's right. this documentary on CNN they did a couple years ago or a year ago called Weed. And yep. Sanjay Gupta, who was, he's the medical expert on CNN, but they wanted him to be Surgeon General.
And
President
he
Obama.
Said, no thanks.
He said, no thanks. I'm doing better work out here. Which,
yeah.
Okay.
Watch this documentary and you'll see why.
So you watch this documentary and you see obviously in Colorado and the states that have mm-hmm. legalized it across the board for medical use. Mm-hmm. There's and one thing I want to say on this podcast and make clear to everyone, please hear, I recognize my voice. I want to make this plain. I was severely uneducated on the medicinal properties of marijuana.
Right, because when you and I first spoke about it, I said there's a possibility that medicinal marijuana could help Addie.
And my
and
knee
you
jerk
said,
is,
but
what? She's going to get
she's
high.
She's going to get high.
Well,
that's not what it is.
Turns out.
And I feel like that's a lot of people that are against it.
Yeah.
And that's there because they assume that that getting people high or grandma high because of her glaucoma or whatever, that's not what it is. There is virtually less than 1% THC in this strain of marijuana.
Right. And it's in an oil form. And
it's in a lot of forms.
And she can have it like in a cookie or a lollipop or whatever.
Usually, in the documentary, they follow a little girl, and her name is Charlotte Figgy. And
she's having
upwards of 300 seizures a week. Her body is almost in constant seize mode. And it was, and I'd heard people talk about this documentary, and our friend Dusty had recommended it, and my aunt and uncle had watched it and said maybe you should watch it, and I was just like, I don't know if this is what Addie has. This is different. I mean, 300 seizures a day, a week, that's a lot. And then I watched the documentary, and it looked exactly like my Addie when she has a seizure. It was almost identical at times.
Yeah. And the amazing, I mean, almost instantaneous effect that the non-marijuana,
right.
the non-THC part of marijuana had on this little girl. I mean,
yeah.
the seizures were almost non-existent almost immediately. And we're not silly enough to think, okay, well, this is the
this
magic
is
bullet
and
this is going to fix it.
In the documentary, the gentleman, what's the doctor's name?
Sanjay Gupta.
Yeah, he asked the father and the mother, he said, are you still skeptical?
Right.
And the mother says, yes.
I am a little bit.
And the dad goes, hell no.
Hell no.
No.
It works.
I mean, to where this little girl's having maybe a seizure a week now.
Can you, go from 300 a week to one. I mean, it's insane to me. And I know that one of the concerns they have during the documentary is that right now there's only this team of brothers. You have to watch the documentary. It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And they grow this. It's called Charlotte's Web after this Charlotte.
Yeah, they end up, because the mother came, she found this just in a last-ditch effort.
Right.
Somebody recommended, have you tried have you tried cannabis to treat your daughter? And Jesus was like, I don't know. Her husband, by the way, was serving in Iraq during this time.
Right.
And so she goes to this head shop, and maybe it wasn't a head shop. I don't know.
And you can look for, and it's sold, I guess.
But she said, I need it with no THC.
Yeah, the higher the THC potency.
And I need as high CBD as you can give me and as low THC as you can get.
Right.
And the guy said, take it. Nobody wants this.
Nobody wants this.
Yeah. And so she does. And someone helps her get it in the oil form.
Yep.
And she gives it to her daughter, and she said an hour passes, and then 2 hours pass, and then 3 hours pass.
And this part of the marijuana, it helps. They give 5 or 6 other examples of that. There was this guy who had a spastic, his diaphragm would seize, and he would have hiccups.
It sounded like he was having hiccups all the time. It was very painful.
He said it was painful, and it would go on for days, and he couldn't stop it. And they would have to hospitalize him and put him on
all kinds of
downers, for lack of a better word. And he almost died because he was on all these muscle relaxers and codeine and hydrocodone and Vicodin and all
and
this.
And mixing all these
things. And mixing them all, and he almost died. They would have to put him into a coma, and he's 19, 20 years old now. So he, in front of Gupta, and they live in Colorado, I guess. They made a point of that, I think. He's having one of these seizures with his diaphragm, and he just takes a couple puffs.
Within a minute.
It just stopped. I think it's far too amazing and far too important for people to just say, well, it's marijuana and it's against the law and we can't, there can't be anything.
What
good
is
about
it? What
that.
Was that show that they, or that movie they showed?
It's Reefer Madness.
Reefer
is what
Madness.
It is.
There
it's
you
Reefer
go.
Madness.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just silly. But one of the problems they have, and it's a concern. What about with the why the FDA exists and is the
there's no long-term.
They can't. There's no long-term data on how it does.
Yeah, how
help.
This affects long-term.
Other than, I'll say, everybody I saw in the documentary, it helped.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't guarantee an across-the-board quality level for what you're getting right now.
Right. Well, I mean,
unless you get it from these six brothers out in Colorado.
Yeah, they kind of.
And the documentary had these poor families who would up and
there's families uprooting
become residents in
and
Colorado.
Going to Colorado in hopes of saving their child, but there's such a list for this time. I mean, you kind of have to get on a waiting list, but they're still hesitant to give a minor medicinal marijuana. They're very hesitant to give it to children.
Although, you know, you hear all these things when you're a kid. Even when I was a kid, nobody ever OD'd from pot and all this. You know, it's not addictive. Well, it's a gateway drug. You do pot and you're not high enough and you get something harder. And I mean,
there is research that shows how it affects a brain that's still growing, that's still maturing.
But
that's the effects of THC. That's not the effects of CBD.
And I was fascinated by that because they said a brain under the age of 25.
25, your brain is still developing.
Your brain
which explains
is still
why
developing.
I was such a fucking crazy person in my early 20s.
I submit your brain's still developing at 55, 56, right in there. It kind of clicks in. But that is just...
Yeah.
And I don't want to sound one of those like one of those guys who like, well, it's a conspiracy. The government has boxes and boxes of marijuana that they can market as soon as it becomes legal across the country and everybody.
Oh, all of the tobacco companies, they have they're on the ready.
They've got the advertising all set, ready to go.
But I've watched enough Scandal to know that it comes down to money and power, and that's what it's about.
And this stuff has got to be, I don't know, put on some fast track or.
I mean, because I've had friends, I have wonderful friends who said, I know a guy who'll get you some. So, okay, I appreciate the offer. I'm not looking for any stank weed to give my daughter to make her seizure stop. That's not like I need medicinal grade. I want it to be regulated.
Low, microscopic THC.
I'm not asking. Right. For the love of God, people listening that want to help and love the show, don't send me marijuana, please. That's not what
send that to me, and I will.
No.
I still haven't done that, but I haven't given you that. I haven't given you the update on that.
Did you guys? Chick so had anyway, some young comedian.
To sum up, that's why we...
Oh, yeah, to we sum just up, don't, that's
we both,
why.
We
yeah.
both love this podcast. We live to do the podcast. Yeah. We love it. But there are times when I'm ready to go and Jess just can't attend. Or when Jess is ready to go and I'm...
Yeah, but right now when there's that means we've been to the we're at the doctor or she's in seize mode and that's what I've been doing for the last 3 days and I don't leave her side. I'm not going to.
Well, of course not. And we've had that discussion too. I mean, you start to it's not and I don't think it's grasping. I think it's common sense when if something like this touches your family, you have to start.
It's a new reality.
It's a new reality.
Things are different.
And you have to be optimistic about this and think you are the...
Exactly. And I know, and I was going to say also, when they first found this, they said, oh, we can send you to the Cleveland Clinic and she can have surgery and we can fix this. Well, unfortunately, they found out later that Addie's is bilateral, which means it's on both sides of the brain. So imagine when a little girl wears a headband to hold her hair back. Right. That's exactly what it, that's about what it is. And it's just thick, it's just dense, it's constant gray matter. No white matter, no migration like it was supposed to. And they do not operate on both sides of the brain. I've heard, people have told me, yes they do, they're trying it now. Well, I still don't know if Addie is a candidate for it, regardless. Or if we're willing to take that chance.
Right.
But right now they say she's not a candidate because it's bilateral. But, you know, I honestly still think that, well, you know, when we had Marilyn Isaacson.
Go back to an episode when we had Marilyn on for the Halloween.
For the Halloween episode. Addie was having a rough day.
You were a trooper, and we had Marilyn already scheduled, and Marilyn's hard to get a hold of. She's busy, so we gave it a shot.
And Addie had a rough day before. And she'd had a small one that morning, and I thought, you know what, we'll be okay. We'll just go. Well, Addie sat here in the studio with me,
right.
And Addie had a seizure in the middle of the podcast. And
that was the one that would
that was the first one,
one I actually,
Chick had ever seen. And it's Saul. Sorry, thanks. It used to be first thing in the morning and then it used to be just late at night and now it's through the night and now it's through the day and we just don't, it's just all the time. We don't know when it's going to strike. So that's what's going on when we can't do a podcast in a timely manner.
And we
that's
don't
what's
mean,
going.
We don't want to make you feel bad for complaining on Twitter
right,
that
right.
we don't have
but,
an episode.
But I just thought, you
but,
know what? We're pretty open and honest on this podcast.
I'm speaking for her. I want to make you feel bad for bitching about us not having a podcast because we get who we can get and we do podcasts when we do podcasts. And
yeah.
We appreciate everybody listening. And
yeah. But you know what? In my brain,
we're
still
looking
to
for
this,
a sponsor.
Still, yeah, but in my brain, still to this day, when she has a seizure, and I don't know if it'll ever stop, I still think this is the last one.
Well,
this is over.
That
this is just a phase.
That is part of the optimistic thinking I was referring to, and is that I've told you. I mean, she couldn't have a better mother, or you know, on duty sounds clinical, but that's what you are, and you're hypervigilant, and
yeah.
You guys
mm-hmm.
mesh, and she's
mm-hmm.
in the perfect hands.
But you know what? I know how fortunate we are because, like we've said, this
right.
could be worse. And we've spent a lot of time at Riley Children's Hospital, and we've spent a lot of time at Peyton Manning Children's Hospital. And, you know, I see parents and kids all the time, and I know how fortunate I am. So fortunate.
So anyway, this past weekend, the Washington Football Club, who I'm not a fan anymore of.
Right, no.
I like the Colts, of course, but every now
right.
and then I'll watch the Washington. They played on Saturday, and one of my young comedian buddies, Mouse Vibbert, who's been on the podcast, he is a big New England Patriots fan. So they were going to play on Sunday, this past Sunday at 1:00. So where we live in Indiana, and marijuana is still illegal in Indiana, and despite my childhood and despite what I've grown up around and the rock shows and being on the road, and I've never really tried marijuana for an extended period. I've never really given it a good go.
One time.
Me and Drew Hastings smoked a little in my kitchen one night at
a Christmas party, 10 years ago?
It was Christmas, yeah. I was smoking that to escape. But my point is, I got nothing. And I've heard this from a lot of people because I share this story with a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
I like a cocktail. I like the way a cocktail makes you feel.
Right.
Where's that feeling with marijuana?
Uh-huh.
I've gotten nothing so far. So Sunday.
You know who I think our guy is?
Who's our guy?
Who, when you think of a comedian that could get you high tomorrow, who do you think of?
Doug Stanhope.
Okay, someone that's local. Local.
Oh, I don't know.
Really? Think about it. We'll go back to it.
Okay.
So.
I know a cop.
That can get you high?
No, maybe not. Anyway, my point is, so we Mouse was going to come over and watch the Patriots game because, as you might imagine, I've got a giant TV, of course.
Right.
Because that's my parent and my caregiver. And, we had another couple of comedians come over who are on the young side of things, Jordan Matherlick and Matt Backus. And we're all, and I'm not going to say which one, but one of them evidently has a hookup for marijuana. And he was going to bring some, and we've been laughing about it when we were going places. And, you know, we're going to get chick highs. Is the point of this.
Get it.
So Sunday, they came over to watch the game. And to be honest, I was getting a little nervous about doing it, first of all, because it's illegal. And I'm that generation, I guess. And I didn't know what would happen or what kind of support system. Odds are I would have gotten high and fallen asleep or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's my go-to. But I had kind of already made up my mind that I wasn't going to do it unless there were other people there that I could absolutely, totally trust. And
that's
I know this sounds...
He called and he said, I think I'm going to smoke pot. And I said, I'm for it, but I really don't recommend you doing it when I'm not there.
Right.
Because
exactly
if something goes haywire, you need to have a buddy.
No, so I
not
had,
that I don't trust Mouse, but
before they got there, I had already decided in my head after I talked to you, I'm not going to do this even if it shows up.
Okay.
I'm going to say, and I was kind of hungover, but I'm not going to do it. So,
So
the connection gets there, and my man fell through. He didn't
have any.
He didn't have any. So I worried about.
Does Mouse smoke the weed?
I'm not sure on that.
No way.
I'm not sure on that.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, he was worried about a date he was having that evening, and
he
texted this girl that
the girl he met on Friday. You told me about.
Are we going to do this? And like 2 hours later, she texts back. I don't know. What do you want to do?
Oh,
and he's like losing his mind.
Oh.
What the fuck, man?
Mm.
So yeah, that was kind of fun. But so I guess this is kind of the marijuana podcast.
Uh huh.
So anyway, I didn't do it, and maybe someday I will, and maybe someday it'll be legal all across the United States. I don't know. There are some things that are legal that shouldn't be, and there are some things that are illegal that should be legal, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But they should outlaw M&Ms, okay? Those are...
My sugar's lying. I need some M&Ms.
M&Ms?
M&Ms.
You say M&Ms or M&Ms?
M&M. M&M.
So, the new year's coming, and where are we? 20 episodes in. And
leave for Disney World tomorrow.
You leaving for Disney World?
On Christmas Eve. I know.
At the convenience store?
Just, I'm guessing there's not going to be a whole lot of people on the road, right? I don't know. That makes me nervous because I know how I am on Christmas Eve.
I got to think.
A lot of drinkers?
Christmas Day is Thursday?
Uh-huh. Is tomorrow Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't.
This is Christmas Eve Eve.
Yes, it is. Christmas Eve Eve used to be our real Christmas Eve.
That's right.
When I was a kid, my parents were divorced.
Oh yeah, you had Christmas Eve Eve, and then you had Christmas Eve, and then you had Christmas Day.
Well, Christmas Eve Eve, like today, would have been our Christmas Eve with our dad, and we wake up Christmas Eve morning like it was Christmas, and then we would go to our mom's for Christmas Eve, and then do Christmas Day with her.
We would always go to my grandmother.
And you guys wonder why I stayed friends with my ex-husband. That's why. I'm not doing that.
It's familiar, yeah.
It's not a matter of familiar. I just don't want to ship my kids off everywhere.
And you shouldn't have to.
No.
We'd always go to my mother's mother.
Mother's mother?
And that...
What was the tradition there?
Think about what I just said and what you know about my mother. So
she had to learn it somewhere.
This woman taught my mother how to be my mother. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, she was...
Is this the gun story?
Oh, yeah, there was gunplay one Christmas. Christmas Eve. Well, no, it would have to be Christmas because we would open up gifts and then drive to fucking Columbus.
Mm-hmm. To be with your grandma.
Be with my grandma and my grandma. My mom's mom and dad.
Right.
And my mom's dad was a bastard. God, he was mean.
Really?
Yeah, we get there one Christmas morning, and but when in that situation in my family, then when we get to my grandma, we were there from like, I'm going to say 10 in the morning until
10 at night, probably
10 at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I think that's normal.
We'd open up presents. They mm-hmm. play poker. I mean, it was,
so it was okay. It was half normal.
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And there was a knock at the door, and there was,
your mom's brother,
my mom's sister's boyfriend, husband,
something,
one
at the
of
time.
Those
yeah.
deals. And he had a gun and was going to shoot my grandmother.
Because was he uninvited?
I think he blamed, and he might not have been wrong, he blamed her, my mom's mom, for breaking up.
And he loved your aunt that much?
He loved, evidently he wanted to.
He loved her.
Yeah.
Huh.
But I think my dad was the peacemaker, actually, as a kid. That's what I remember, anyway.
Yeah. Patched it up.
He kind of could talk to anybody.
What did you guys have for dinner over there, lunch?
We had a ham mm-hmm. and, oh, yeah, ham. I think a ham and a turkey, now that I remember.
Really?
Yeah. And also remember my grandmother liked angel hair on her Christmas tree. Have you ever seen this shit?
Oh, that's like the tinsel?
No, it's called, no, tinsel is like
angel
icicles.
Hair is that stuff, it's sharp, it get under your fingernails, it kill you.
Angel hair is like, and I'm not allergic to anything,
no,
hardly anything.
I'm pretty sure it's like insulation.
Evidently, I'm allergic to fiberglass, which is
yeah,
what
it's fiberglass. That's what it is.
What this fucking angel hair is.
Yeah, it cut your fingers.
Oh, it was the most.
Yeah, I think that's illegal now.
I like the way the lights glow when you put the angel hair on the tree.
I thought you were talking about pasta. She liked ham and angel hair pasta.
God, I was white trash.
No, you weren't.
Not like now.
No, that's not. That doesn't make you white trash.
I don't know.
My mom used to spray our tree with that white hairspray stuff, the fake snow.
Here's how white trash I am. I don't even know if you know this story.
This is a fun game.
My aunt's daughter's boyfriend.
That's your cousin's boyfriend.
Fell in love with my aunt.
Uh-huh.
And my aunt divorced her husband and married him.
I think that was on General Hospital.
No, it was in the east side of Columbus.
And are they still together?
I want to say that they were together until she passed away, I think.
Somebody passed away?
Mm-hmm.
So what, she was 20 years older than him, probably?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Gee, Merry Christmas.
Shut up.
That shit never works.
No.
Lift time for sure. Does that sound like Bullwinkle as much as I think it sounds like Bullwinkle?
You're good with the voices.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Uh-oh, I don't want to play Alanis Morissette. I want to play this as we leave. Thank you, Jess, for sharing your story. I know that took a lot.
Share, maybe someone else has experienced
yes.
it. Yeah. They can share what worked for them.
Hey, think before you tweet, okay? That's the main message of today's show, okay? Think before you fucking tweet, okay? When I wake up in the morning, love. And the world will be a better place when this gentleman's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Hurts my eyes. Thank you for downloading the Off the Air podcast. Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome. Love. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. There's heavy on my mind. Good night, everybody! Then I look at you. And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.